Hello, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to TOTM Tea Talk with me, your host, Val Carey. We're recording here live on Blog Talk Radio, but you may be listening to a recording of this show on one of your favorite mediums, whether it's iHeartRadio or SoundCloud or Apple Tunes, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We are now in our 13th season of TOTM Tea Talk. Can you guys believe it? For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. TOTM Tea Talk is the premier and only place where we can candidly speak about those things relevant to that time of the month. So for my seasoned TOTMers who have been tuning in, who've been here with me from day one, you know, there's been ups and downs. You can call in. You can call in right now to speak to me at 516-418-5818. No, let me say that again. 516-418-5819. You can call in and be a part of the show. I'm actually going to connect in our Facebook group. If you guys are not aware, we have a Facebook group where we go into more things relevant to that time of the month. I give tips and we have candid conversations. You guys should join us. Join us over at TOTM Time of the Month, the public group. It's not private. It's public. You can definitely join us there. I'm actually going to do a live video right now as I'm recording this show, going into our Facebook group and doing a live video. You know, it's so much easier when you kind of set this up prior to. At any rate, we're going to jump into it. We're going to jump into the mood talk, the crave talk, the cramp talk, the TOTM tea talk. I hope you guys are comfortable. We have different segments of the show. We have the teabag segment where people, you know, write in their questions. And you can submit your letters for the teabag to teatalk at itsmytotm.com. So that's the, you spell it out, T-E-A-T-A-L-K at itsmytotm.com. mytotm.com. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing your letters, and we will definitely read them here on TOTM Tea Talk. We don't have any letters right now for the tea bag, but one thing I'm sure that you guys are probably wondering, well, Val, what has happened? You haven't been around in a minute, and I did have to take some time off for health reasons. And you know what? They were TOTM related. I actually had a second myomectomy, which is an abdominal incision on the bikini line. And I had 14 fibroids removed. So during these past couple of months, I've just really been recuperating, just doing a lot of introspection, figuring out what it is I'm going to do moving forward. But I know that it is imperative that TOTM Tea Talk has to move forward, because guess what? Right now we're in the pandemic, and periods do not stop for pandemics. So that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about today, pandemics. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can join me in the chat room. I'm going to go over to the chat room and see if anybody's in the chat right now. And you can always call in and listen or call in with your questions to 516-418-5819. Yeah, trying to go live on Facebook right now. I don't know what is going on. They're always changing their, the way it looks. And, okay, so they're requiring me to log in and say something about this live video. So I guess I will put in podcast. I remember at one point in time I did not want to call this a podcast because it was a radio show, but now podcasting is the thing. So, all right, it's not letting me go live. I don't understand what is happening. I'm probably just going to go live afterwards, and we'll continue with the show. So one of the things that's been interesting is that I get inboxes. Thing that is pertaining to or is related to a period story, I may get an inbox like, hey, thou, take a look at this. So one of the stories that jumped into my inbox in the past couple of months was, and this one is like, oh, my God, I don't even know where to begin with this. So apparently there was a dad that went onto Reddit, and Reddit is a website that people go to, and they have conversations and communities and things like that, and they ask questions. So this particular dad decided to go to Reddit, and he asked if he was wrong for making his daughter clean the house and cook meals to pay for her menstrual products. I have so many questions. I have not gone to Reddit to look to see the actual post. And I think what I'll probably do is do that next, and we'll probably talk about it again next week. It's Menstrual Mondays, by the way, here on TOTMT Talk with your host, Val Carrie, if you're just now joining us. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about this again next week. So, question. I have so many questions. One, is this a single dad? Because I can't really imagine this man being married and actually telling his daughter that she has to clean the house and cook meals in order to pay for her menstrual product. That's one thing. But we will find out, and I will come back next week and let you know if this man is married, if he's a single dad. But he went to Reddit, and, of course, the people on Reddit, they dragged him. Well, I only saw about maybe 8 comments of, you know, dragging. But one, would any of you, and I'm more than certain the answer's probably going to be no, would any of you require your daughter or daughters to clean the house and cook meals to pay for menstrual products? That's my question. I'm going to put it out there. I'll post it on my page. I would love to hear what you guys have to say about that, but let me just tell you what I have to say about this, because this is so wrong on so many different levels. Starting out with, as a dad, you are supposed to provide and protect. You are not protecting your daughters by even having them or even convincing that they would have to possibly pay for menstrual products in exchange for doing chores, for cleaning the house, and for cooking. That's one. Two, you're not providing for them. Menstrual products are not luxury. They are basic needs. So as a parent, you're supposed to provide basic needs, and that's food, shelter, clothing, necessities in the house, such as toiletries, toilet menstrual products. That goes all together. All of that comes together, not separate and apart. So to actually require your daughter to clean the house and cook meals in order for her to have her menstrual products, one, it's, you know, actually almost making her feel as if she's being punished for being a female and having a period. And because of that, now she must work labor in order for her to have the basic needs. This dad totally was wrong. But I would love to hear what you guys have to say. I'm definitely going to write about it in our Facebook group. Again, if you're not a part of the Facebook group, go over to the Facebook group. Join us, The group is TOTM, time of the month. You just have to request to be a part of this group, and voila, you're in. Two, we're going to come back next week, and we're going to talk more about it because I actually do want to go over to Reddit, see if this post is still available to be seen, see exactly more about it. But, yeah, this was one of the things that actually was dropped into my inbox, and I found it to be very interesting. But on the surface, just, you know, my question that I asked, did you guys think that he was wrong? I definitely say he's wrong. And hopefully, based off of the comments that he got, and maybe perhaps, I don't know, did he even consult anyone in his circle? Probably not, which is why he went to Reddit. But hopefully he has turned around his thoughts and his actions and realized that he needs to provide menstrual products for his daughter. Maybe perhaps he's just upset. I don't know. Who harmed him? Who hurt him when he was a little boy? I don't know. But, yeah, Dad, you need to go and buy those pads and tampons and feminine wipes and menstrual cups or anything else that she may want or need during that time of the month. So that's one thing that I found interesting that was put into my box. What's new in period news? Let's talk about what's new in period news. There's always something that's happening around periods. And right now, we are still in a pandemic. As much as people would tend to not believe that we're still in a pandemic, we are. We're still in a pandemic. And because we're still in a pandemic, periods do not stop a pandemic. So there was such a vital need prior to the pandemic for women and all over the world, in different parts of the world, in different countries, in different cities, for different reasons, whether it's homelessness or whether they're living in a third world country or they don't have access, so many different reasons that, or money to buy period products. Some women were without, and it has been amplified even more so since we've been in this pandemic. So because periods do not stop for pandemic, the need for sanitary items for feminine products, and I say sanitary items, feminine products, because, you know, growing up, that's what they were labeled. But we really should be saying menstrual products. And I'm just saying it out of, I suppose, habit, you know, over a course of time, you continue to say a certain thing, but then you realize, no, it's not just a feminine product, it's a menstrual. At any rate, those menstrual products are still needed, and they're needed more so now that, you know, we're in the state of a pandemic, which is still going on. Last year, we sent over 4,000 pads to the car in Senegal for girls. And this year we're doing it again. So we're actually going to be sending more pads because more pads are needed. And we'll talk more about that and the efforts that we're going to be doing this December going over to the car. Hopefully you guys will join in with that effort and send pads over as well. So, but since this pandemic has happened and started now being presented with different options in regards to vaccinations, and one of the things, and this is what's new in period news, is how these vaccines are affecting women and people who menstruate. So I have another question. Have you all noticed a change in your cycle since the beginning of the pandemic? Whether it's because you actually have taken a vaccine, or maybe perhaps it could be related to stress, because this is a very stressful time that we're in. Stressful time, because some people have lost family members. Some people have lost friends. Some people have lost jobs, have lost income. It just seems like an overwhelming sense of loss. And in the face of loss, people are not actually getting their periods as frequently. Some people's periods have changed as far as the flow, the flow, the duration, and their symptoms. Some individuals, their symptoms have been pronounced, it's more exaggerated now than it was before. And some people have skipped months without actually having their cycle. So one of the questions is, if you find yourself, one, did you actually take a vaccine? When did you notice these changes in your cycle? When did they actually start? And tracking your cycle, which is that's the foundation of POCM, time of the month, is about tracking, knowing your flow, tracking your cycle, and having a better understanding of your own biology and how certain things around you actually affect your cycle. So if you're just now tuning in, you're tuning in to TLCMC Talk with me, Val Carey, where we talk about all things relevant to that time of the month. And yes, we're back. And I say we're back, not that we've ever gone. We just kind of went on a hiatus. And, you know, naturally with all the things that are happening and has happened, but on a personal front, one of the things that I experienced was 14 fibroids being removed from my uterus. And fibroids, as we do know, have some understanding about them, is that they grow under stressful conditions. And again, being in a pandemic adds to your ordinary stressors of life, the things that you normally ordinarily stress about. You may stress more so in a pandemic, especially when, you know, around you, you're being affected on different levels with death and sickness and loss of income and all of these other factors. And just the mere fact that you're concerned that just, you know, you have to change your whole routine by wearing masks. And, you know, yes, we normally have, you know, cleanliness, you know, cleaning, hygienic, making sure that you wash your hands, not touching your face. It's like a lot of things that have become part of our routines that were not a part of our routine before. So that just adds more stress. So I need to reiterate here on TLCMC Talk, you can ask a question that's period related. Send it to our inbox at ttalk@itsmytlcm.com. That's the letter T, E-A, as in tea that you drink. So it's ttalk@itsmytlcm.com. And we will be answering those questions. It's Menstrual Mondays. We're back Mondays, 2 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, recording it at 2 p.m., but then it's, you know, disseminated out to the other channels, and you can always listen to us on a recording. Be sure to join us and become part of the community on Facebook. The Facebook group is TLTM Time of the Month. And also, you can, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor to the show, you know, shoot us an inbox, an email at ttalk@itsmytlcm.com. Yeah, we will be coming back next Monday for more of TLCMC Talk. We'll talk about, we'll get more into that topic of the dad. The dad who's charging, it's like you're charging your daughter for her menstrual products by having her, you know, cook, clean, things of that nature. That's not, in my opinion, something that a girl should think about, you know, during each month. Okay, I know that I'm about to have my cycle. I may be experiencing different things during this time. The least of her worries that she should be thinking about is, what if I don't do my chores? Or what if I burn dinner tonight, you know, and dad's not going to purchase my menstrual product for me? That's not something that a young lady should be, a young lady, a menstruator, should be even thinking about. We're going to talk more about that next week. I welcome you guys to come back. tune in to COCMC Talk. I appreciate you all. It's good to be back on the air, and I'm still working out kinks. It's like, you know, riding a bike. When you jump off the bike and you haven't been on the bike for like ever, and then you get back on the bike, you know, like getting your sea legs back under you. So we'll be back next week. Don't forget to connect with all things relevant to COCM. All things connected to COCM. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and listen to the podcast on one of your favorite channels and times. I am your COCM T-Talk Radio Show host, Val Carey, and may every COCM be a so happy one.